Beginning from Daf Maseches Nazir Daf Mem Zayin, begin on Maal. Begin the Tais Nasal. To begin with the words of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is describing if someone had one of the blood sprayed on them and became tummy. So Benitma as Tais quotes, it became tummy. So Reb Lezer says, okay, it demolishes everything. Which Tais explained, look, it's not demolishing all the days. In fact, more like it must explain. The Reb Lezer Adam Leil Paragim, he himself is one that said Daf Tais Mem Benit Naach Malais become tummy after the 30 days are over. So Tais Zayin is only demolishing 7 days. And let's face it, when he says Tais Kol, it's our carbons come, it's going on the carbons. Reb Lezer goes according to his reason, the Gemara that he says in the Gemara and the Mabam and Aleph, that Acha Maisim Kulam, that it's only after everything that Mutlish says he's allowed to drink wine. And the words of a little bit further belong over here. As the Marav Ranchberg says, and Ulegaleach, so it says that Megaleach Harei Kishenizik Echem Adamim, and the Gerus is supposed to be actually the words Adayin. So Adayin, taking out the words Ad Shiyabashar Kabanas, so the Gerus is like this. So Mutli should be on Megaleach, then he could drink wine and cut his hair. Harei Kishenizik Echem Adamim, so it comes out when he sprayed one of the bloods, Adayin in the row, Litaklachas, he's not yet fit for hair cutting. Since you became tummy before you sacrificed everything, that's kinnit mashakas of the hair creep out of echamendam. It's like becoming tummy in the morning before you sacrifice any one of them. And therefore, take lachas call him, not fit for their cutting all day. I have a carbon reach and shahibi, so the first coming that he brought, kila hibi takhmas, has been brought within the days of the Naziris. But yam, shle roll cloth like lachas, in days that's like not fit at all for the hair cutting ceremony. That's the opinion of Rav Laza. Chomayim, as Tais quotes in the words of Mishnah, they say, Yavishar Kabanas be tar. No, you bring the other Kabanas and you make yourself a tar. But not like the simple reading. Pirish, in other words, Likashi tar. When you purify yourself, then you bring the other Kabanas. Captain Fresh Bashami, Stam, Maisa, the Tahar, Bakav, Yavish Kabanas. First you purify it, then you bring the Kabanas. Now, Vadi Isa, Zevok Shoybe, actually, not for sure that carbon that was done valid, Loyaks of Yavish, he's not going to have to bring that over again. But Ben Tamayah, they're going according to their reasoning, Dami, that they say, Acha Maisi Chidi, that's enough after one action. With delicious yarn, Maglech, you could already drink wine and cut your hair. I did cut and trinit, but all the tikalachas. Before we came, tell me who is fit to do the hair cutting. But Lamisla says, why would he demolish that? Would he do the Heksha? But you're right, if any carbon that he would bring after he was Tommy Easter, that he would demolish that covered crowd because the Pasuk is particular, should be carbons Nazibatar, that should bring the carbons of Naziras in a state of purity. And then when he purified himself, Yila has us, Gimel Zayin, and he has, that he sprayed himself day 3 and day 7, Yavim Lamin Yastira, then he'll bring them according to the days of that he had been saying. Now, Tesis says that what it should say over here is Vatema, it's a wonder. And go on to the following taisis, the one after the next one. The Amalel Perkam the Gemara in the first page above Perkam Dav Tazayin. The Tomet the Lach Malai is Tom after Malais is Seser Shleishim Rabban and Seser 30 Kron Rabban. So Tais says Perkam Perash in the first page I explained to whom the Rabban. That was only rabbinically. Zero up to Stira the Minatera because of a case when the Stira is actually biblical. Kastira Abba Bistam Naziris like a Stira that's with a generic Naziris. Veshem Hoi Bechaz Lachas and since maybe it's Fepetek Lachas Shnezi Echem Adam that. That when the blood's already sprayed, Dalar Rabban Nami Bistir Zayin, so it would be enough according to Rabban, and also with just being Seis Zayin, not 30 days. Kim Lekhtes Master, begin the word Digmar Bebema Tomadis, which is the words of Mishnah that she was from this place, Mitamrit, from Tamrit. And we continue the next Tais Maslam, which the Gemara said that, oh, what does the blood mean, Seis? It means Seis Karbonis, or Karbonis. The Bishma Sin, like we explained in the Mishnah, that it doesn't mean the days, it means the Karbonis. And Daik Nami, and the Gemara says Bibas Raisa. And the second Raisa also, the Rabbanis, I would talk about the Kabanis. But the Ice Rabban rallied the Ram for the Night Rabban bringing proof to the word Shamar Chacham, that the Chacham said, Shar Karbanis. Obviously, Rabban is talking about Karbanis. Hadlach Shashmel, we shall return to the sixth parak and second, the parak Shleisha. Meaning, that we begin, the seventh parak, as Tais quotes from the opening words of the Mishnah, Kain Gadol the Nasim. In the Metamle Kravayan, they're not Metamle themselves to their relatives, which Marab Rancha brings, not the Gears of Bisafrihi, but the Svarim Hu. The text is, it says, in the words of our Mishnah, I'm Metamel Mes Mitzvah, but I'm Metamel Mes Mitzvah. Both of them cannot be Metamel Derelis, but Metamel Mes Mitzvah. So it says, but look at him, not to have this gear sick. Like Tais will prove in the Gemara. Now, Kohen Gadol, Tais says, Halachas of Parsha Emer, the Halachas of Kohen Gadol are mentioned in Parsha Emer, and Benaz of Parsha Nasa. Next, Tais Masa, one of the words of the Mishnah, Beleza says, okay, so Kohen Gadol Mishnah himself, and by Yitam and the Nazir should not be Mishnah himself. Why? Shekadusha Sadifa says, because his sanctity is greater. Kimish is the God, say, Torah Lahavi Karbon al Tamasai, since the Torah requires him to bring a Karbon after he became Tami, Mashaykh and Bekoim, which is not the case by Kohen. Laman the Amar, according to the one who says the Yitman Nazir, that the Nazir should become Tami, by Yitam and Kohen, and the Kohen should not become Tami, that's Rafael Kohen, that's even the Kohen Hedge. Next, Tais Master, bring the words of the Mishnah that Rav Lezer said to the Chachamim, Yit Makayin, and Bafilu Kohen Gadol, even the Kohen Gadol. Why? Because Makayin doesn't make a Kohen as Tumah, Nazir does. They said to him, no, Nazir should become Tumah. Why? Because, as Taisa quotes, his gear says, Nazir Kedusha, Se Kedusha Shah. His Kedusha is temporary. As Taisa says, even if he says he wants to be an eternal Nazir, Kamakam still stops Nazir as a generic Nazir, in contrast to Kahuna, it's only 30 days, as the Gemara said, Dafim it up. So the Gemara says, as Taisa quotes, Bishlam Kohen Gadol Nazir. We understand when there's two individuals, one's a Kohen Gadol, one's a Nazir, High Sover, Kohen Gadol, out of one opinion says Kohen Gadol is better, High Sover, Nazir, the other one says Nazir is better, as Taisa claims, the demand Dom must seem like we explained the reasoning of their opinions in the mission. But what happens if you have one that's Meshuch B'Shem HaMishcha, and one is Merubah B'Gadol. As Taisa says, V'chein Meshuch B'Shem HaMishcha. Same thing is, if you have a Kohen that's anointed with the anointing oil, which are Kohen Gadol B'Shem HaMishcha, B'Shem HaMishcha, and you have one, as Taisa quotes, so this is from Ahmed Beis, Merubah B'Gadol. He has the abundance of the Kohanic garments. Meaning, as Taisa explained, Kali Mishanigin Hashem Namishcha, when they hid the anointing oil, the Yeshua Gun Hashem Namishcha Shasa Maisha, Yeshua Hamelech hid the flask of the anointing oil that Moshe Rabbeinu made, Kadisa Perkatsila, the Gemara said, Yumid of Nabizim Pays. After that, Loha Yukon Mishach Hashem Namishcha, there's never a Kohen Gadol anointing with the anointing oil, and Meribu God Mishbele Shemin. Rather, he had just the Meribu God without oil, and Shay Mal and Yoda Bechas Bagan, they would inaugurate him by just wearing the eight garments of the Kohen Gadol. But they couldn't make a new Shemin Mishcha to do anointing. It says in Shema Islam, Shemin Mishcha is Kedesh Yezeh, which is, yeah, but it has to be this and no other anointing oil. Okay, these are very common to Chris, like it's brought in the first part of Chris, of Hema Beis. You think it was one miracle in the Shemin Mishcha, but how many Shemin Mishcha, but the Gemara says, many miracles are done with it. Shemin Mishcha, it started off just being Yud Beis 12, log. Ubay Nimshacha Mishcha, and they anointed the Mishcha with the Bechol Caleb, all the vessel of Aaron, the Barnab, and Aaron, the son, called Zayn, Mamlum, all the Shemin Mishcha, Ubay Nimshacha, Kaim Gidom, Lochem, all the great, all the high priests, and all the kings were anointed with it. Bekulim, Kaim, Lassel, and it's all going to be intact for the future. Shemin says, but the Mishcha is Kaidish, Yezel, Derezechem, for all the future generations. So you see that it was the only one that was used. Nothing else could be used. Now, the other Mahasim, I think Moses would end up here, and if someone goes and spices up and he does the ingredients of the oil to learn how to do it, Oilam Moshe to give it over to the Tzibur, but he's examined that he didn't do the violation of the Isser. What do you mean? Hadik Tani Lamais Latzibur, this says to give up to the Tzibur. What do you mean? I thought that no one's, there's no new one that you make. So it's Han Moshe, that means someone in the days of Moshe. If he made it, he's exempt. When it says to give it over to Tzibur to teach them, she says they know how to make it, but not to actually anoint from it. Oh, now, so therefore, that's the case that we're discussing. Now, after Yeshua, there was no Kohen Gadol that was anointed with anointing oil. And because just work, do that in the eight garments. And it's valid that way without Mashiach. Like we're going to write the guild of Tesla and Bez, Mashiach, only know he's anointed if he used the anointing oil. How do you know becomes a Kohen Gadol? He just wears the garments. That teaches us that even Merubah B'Gadol. Okay, so what's the case? So Hashtag now, Mashiach, Merubah B'Gadol, Mashiach, Labadar Echad. You could have these two Kohen Gadolim, one that was anointed with oil, and one just wearing the Kohen garments, in one generation, you could get Shemeshach Echel Kohen Gadol. For example, one of them was anointed to be Kohen Gadol. Over Tilkaz, and then in the interim, Nignas Shem Mishcha, the anointing oil was hidden by Yeshua Melech. Vida by Kohen Mekohen Meshuch. Now, the Kohen that was anointed as a Kohen Gadol, he got a seminal discharge. Umina Echel Tachta Merubah Gadol, last Sabbat Yom Kippurim, so he appointed another Kohen Gadol to take his place, to do the Abayda on Yom Kippurim. Now, Merav Ratzberg says here applies, takes the question of him, Timer, which is said at the end of the Taisis, which are five lines up in the bottom of the Amid, the words are Hagah. And Taimur Taisis says, you begin to say, wait a second, after Yom Kippurim, then you shouldn't call this one Kohen Gadol Merubah Gadol, El Shavu, rather, you should say the one that was the Kohen Gadol, because the one that had carry is back to be the current one. And if you find the Mimes Mitzvah, meaning, if they found the Meis Mitzvah on Yom Kippurim when he's the current Kohen Gadol, but the problem is, well, Kfuris Meis Mitzvah L'Dach Yom Tov, but bearing a Meis Mitzvah doesn't override Yom Tov, because Kosh Ken Shabbos Yom Kippurim, Shor Shabbos in Yom Kippur, so how could he be just Merubah Gadol? He should be called the Avar. He's not Kohen Gadol anymore. There's some tests that you can say, the truth is, there'll be Yom Kippurim Atzma Arvah, Toma that's in Yom Kippurim. But Leila Kavah, but not the bury, right? Don't bury. El Tat Mechamet L'Tzel, but just to move the dead body from the sun to the shade, the Shor Afilu B'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, as the Gemara tells in Shabbos of Mem Gimel. The Hakama, this is what we're saying. The Meshulach, the Gemara says, oh, and which one of them is better? The one anointed with the oil is better. And the one that's Merubah Gadim, he has to make himself tummy. Again, which is regarding Mechamah Tzal to move the body from the sun to the shade. Because Meshulach, the one that's anointed is better. The Maisi Parabah Hakamitzah, because he brings the bowl that's brought for all mitzvahs, meaning Ima Koin Meshach, Haida. And the Koin Gadol gives a ruling. But Tobit also makes a mistake in his ruling. That's only if he was anointed with anointing oil. Rebbe Gadim, in maybe parakal mitzvah, doesn't bring this parabolical mitzvah. The Mashiach Tafkas of there, it's explicitly written only if he's anointed. And maybe Kiswazi, the Kiyachid, rather brings a Shilem or a Shigot like a regular individual. Baharis, Nigmar, Haris, Dav Yadavim, Beis, Ikra, Dover, Perusha, this primary halacha, this explanation is that a parabolical mitzvah, that the bull that comes on mitzvah, and the parashu asma maybe is the bull that he brings himself. Shariba asma basikar, he made the ruling for himself, and he did like his ruling. So there's Kadim Sheikh Al-Atzma, the ruling of the Kadil of himself is Karez Bezal Tzibah, is the way the ruling of the court is for the Tzibah. Now, this is where Tesis continues back where we were, because now it's difficult. Then, again, if that's the case, Habalameima, Meshuach Chazal Avayda, then it should just say that the anointed Kohen Gadol is fit to do that Avayda. Merubah Gadol Chazal Avayda. Merubah Gadol is not fit to do that Avayda. Why? Because the Rishon Chazal Avayda does it. First one went back to Zavayda, because the Amar Gabi Meshuach Shabbat, like we said regarding the anointed one that was removed. And there, Mr. Tzitz, it appears to say, now we're talking about where the Kohen Gadol was exiled. And they pointed to something taking place that only had Ribbah Gadol, where the oil was already hidden, which was at that time of the Golas. And that's what he was afraid from, that's why he hid it. Then they did double the many years. That's what I'm saying, that Sheim, Afarish and Shav, even the first one comes back, and the Chazal B'Dash does not go back to Zavayda, Sharashim is attacked with because this guy's already been the Kohen Gadol already many years. And that's the case, that the Merubah Gadol is the current one, Rishim, Hacham, Derech, Bechula, and they're both walking the road. That's what we're discussing regarding who's going to be Metame and who not. The next place is Blonk Talmud Beis. Dilum Shuach, maybe parabolic called mitzvahs. The one who's anointed brings the bowl that comes from all mitzvahs. Because there's something like it's in the Pasuk. HaMashiach, the anointed Kohen, Yechte, La'ashma Z'am, if he sins to the guilt of the people, maybe parabolic called brings the bowl, etc. Now, where's the Merubah Gadol Loyas? Tells the court more than the Gemal. Not. Because the Chesed prepares Kohen HaMashiach, Tav Kemashiach, specifically he was anointed. Now, Tesla explained, but like in the first, don't explain Meshuach, maybe par helm davish al tibu. Don't say that this par that the anointed Kohen brings is the par helm davish al tibu, which is another claim. In other words, Shekhoin Meshuach makrivoy, when the whole Jewish people sinned based on the ruling of the courts, then only the Kohen Gadol that was anointed with oil, he sacrificed a limb ribu gadim, not the Kohen Gadol that has ribu gadim. Like it says over the book, that the anointed Kohen takes from the blood of the pole. So it says you can't say that because the whole lesson is not true. It's explicitly that you see the Avkoin Hedimakri, but even the regular Kohen would be able to sacrifice. So definitely wouldn't be a Kohen Gadol that has to be anointed with the Shem HaMishkan.